Lake State Police spokesperson Major Elijah Mabormakwai says a private vehicle bearing registration number SSD-138BJ set off from a wheel town toward Juba Saturday, and upon reaching a Rumbek town runabout, the driver took Rumbek North route, thinking he was heading to Juba. The vehicle passed Maper town, where a heavy deployment of security forces is stationed following violent clashes last month between armed youth from Rumbek North and Tony East counties. Makwaj says a police chief in the area was suspicious of a commercial vehicle and asked his men to follow it. He says the driver of the private vehicle realized he had lost his way and drove back towards Rumbek town. He says officers deployed along the road tried to stop the driver, who continued driving, prompting one officer to shoot. Makwai says the policeman killed a young woman identified as Akon Dengkwaj and injured two other passengers. William Koji Kerjok, the Lagos State Information Minister, condemned the shooting and says officer who opened fire has been arrested.
The government regrets of the incident number one, the loss of the driver to a very wrong direction, given to Maper, which is 25 miles away from Rumbek Center. Town was very unfortunate. Also, within Rumbek North currently, it has not been visible. The driver reached there at night, and maybe the security forces might be wondering, because they said the driver could not stop and all that, but we were not expecting the police to shoot the vehicle or shooting at them before them shooting at the police.
Kirjo called the incident a great loss to the wheel community. Several people commenting on social media blamed Lagos State government for doing little to end violence in the area. But Minister Kerjok says Lagos State is peaceful and called the incident unfortunate.
Since the 8 June 2021 up to date, there was no incidences of road ambushes, community violence, cattle raiding. It has stopped from that day. So the situation is very unfortunate for the state officers to divert the point to a different thing. But what we are saying, Lagos State is peaceful. The armed youth have never resumed road ambushes or attacks. Anyway, they are peaceful, they are in control, and the laws of the state is in place.
Kirjo criticized Facebook users who are condemning Lagos State authorities and accused some of them of using hate speech, noting that one officer fired his weapon in the incident. The Northern Barrel Gazal State Police spokesperson, Gwot Akol, says the Will government condemn the incident and urge Lagos State authorities to ensure perpetrator faces justice.
It is unfortunate incident. Moving out, which I applaud my colleagues from Rumbek, so that they took decision already, and the culprit has been apprehended, which is, it is a good move. The people here in Northern Gazal State are calm and are waiting for authorities and the justice to prevail. That person has to be questioned by the law. Why he fired directly at the towards the relocation of the driver? There could have been some circumstances that he would have taken to slow down the vehicle if the claim was the overspeeding.
Akol says the South Sudanese National Police Service is mandated to carry firearms and to protect civilians, not to kill them.
The reason that we are mandated by the law to carry firearms is to protect civilians, not to use the firearms against them. These are the very people, these are the taxpayers of the country, and these are the people that we are mandated to hold the guns and investigate crimes on their behalf.
While commemorating the International Women's Day on Tuesday, women in Northern Barrel-Gazal State gathered to visualize the woman killed by the officer. The woman wore t-shirts bearing the image of Akon Deng, a wood quill, head of a women's organization in Northern Barrel-Gazal State, tells South Sudan in Focus that women are calling on the government of Lagos State to do more to prevent violence in the area.
We are very disappointed here in Northern Barrel-Gazal. We women in a will, we are not happy. So we leave everything to the hand of the government to do its investigation. Why shoot a young girl who is not holding a gun? The death of our daughter is very bad, and we need a result as soon as possible from the government.
Quayle says the government should release the result of their investigation into the shooting as soon as possible. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabur in Rumbek, Lagos State.